Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Steve Lash, the courts reporter, et cetera, for the Daily Record. Steve, we don't pay a lot of attention to it from day to day or week to week, but there's some interesting movement on the imminent for the Court of Appeals. Tell us what's going on there.
Yes. Incoming Governor Larry Hogan will have at least two picks for the court. Due to Maryland's mandatory judicial retirement age of 70, Judges Glenn Harrell and Lynn Battaglia will have to retire in the next 2 years.
So we don't really know who's in line for this because the candidates could be chosen by a nominating committee or he could have people in mind.
Yes. Generally, since 1970, the governor has deferred largely to a judicial nominating commission where they've winnowed down a list of candidates for the governor. But the governor is not bound by that list.
It hasn't been too controversial, has it, really?
No, at the state level, there really hasn't been a Robert Bork or anybody like that in recent years. I don't think the court is a place where the incoming governor wants to pick a battle.
Well, we'll see. He probably has his hands full, of course. But it's an important position, of course, and certainly very important to the people you talk to every day in the judiciary and lawyers. But what about the rest of us?
The court does issue decisions that impact our lives. You may remember the decision where the court made a few years back where they said that pit bull is an inherently dangerous animal, and that caused great controversy. Many issues before the court have greater impact on the local level than the more celebrated cases out of the Supreme Court.
Do we have a liberal or a conservative Court of Appeals?
Hard to say. It's hard to pinpoint. It goes from case to case.
That's a good thing, probably.
It probably is.
Steve, there's one case you've been looking at that might be headed for the Supreme Court.
Yes, it's the case of Gary Rayner v. Maryland, and he was a suspect in a crime, and after being interviewed by the police with his consent, he left the chair he was sitting in. The police checked the chair, checked it for his sweat, and they got his DNA, and it linked him to, I believe, if memory serves, a rape, and later found guilty and sentenced to 100 years in prison. So the defense attorney, Byron Warnken, has said that he's going to appeal that one to the U.S. Supreme Court. His petition to the court is due, I believe, about January 20th. Could also be the first Supreme Court test for incoming Attorney General Brian Frosch.
Okay, Steve. Well, you know, when these things get hot again, we'll have you come back again. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much.
For Steve Lash, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR. Your NPR news station.